Hello, all you positive heads out there. It's so good to be back with all you beautiful reflections of the one source consciousness that creates and animates all things. If you're new to this podcast, of course, we are super happy to have you here, and we just ask that you bring an open mind and heart to your listening experience and to be prepared to explore vantage points that I'm convinced will help shift or solidify your current understanding of the ultimate nature of reality in a way that is extremely empowering. Speaking of exploring powerful perspectives, I would like to gift my book, The Golden Key, Modern Alchemy to Unlock Infinite Abundance, to you at goldenkey.gift, where you can get the audio or ebook as my gift to you by using the code POSITIVEHEAD at checkout.
All right, all you positive heads, welcome. Welcome one and all. I am super grateful that you have joined me today on what is always a magical today. Always a magical today, as long as we decide to make it so. Remember, each and every single day, we have the choice to make it a magical one. I've been having some pretty magical days lately with my QHHT sessions. The theme has been extremely consistent. You've been hearing me talk over the last couple weeks about the theme of, well, I talk about this concept all the time, really, because it is the concept, it is the way, the concept of unity and oneness. And this concept has become more and more apparent lately within most of the sessions that I do, because this is a concept that our higher selves really want us to get. This concept has been lost throughout the ages. This is the sacred knowledge that has been essentially stripped away from us over the years. This is the knowledge that the indigenous cultures know, have always known, and many have not lost. So often, when I take people into a past life, I shouldn't say often, but many times when this concept is trying to be shown to the client, they, meaning their higher self, will show them a lifetime in a Native American life. Another way this is often shown is through energy, through the darkness and light, through the fact that these two things, these two dualities, cannot exist one without the other. So this session that I just had the other day, I wanted to share with you because it is such a beautiful example of how we used to live, how we used to treat each other, and this remembrance that we are all bringing back now, because this is really one of the key messages. We are all remembering, and some of us are beating ourselves up because we forgot. I see this in sessions sometimes too, where we don't feel worthy because we forgot, but we are remembering each and every day. I know every single one of you listening to this podcast is remembering each and every single day. Remember, in this world that we live in, constantly bombarding us with the shoulds and coulds and whatnots and the things that aren't true or are true, what we need to come back to is our own truth. And we do this by practicing daily conscious effort. We don't get here often in this world without this daily practice. This practice is very necessary because the world that we live in is the way it is. So we need to be constantly reminding ourselves, retraining our focus, and making these choices. So this life that I wanted to share with you, there was so much togetherness. This community was working together every single day as a unit. There was always a sense of what needed to be done. If one person was doing a task and somebody was just walking by and didn't have anything to do, and they would see that that person needed help, what they would do is pick up and help them because they saw that it needed to be done. Not because they had to or because someone asked, but because that is just the way they lived. That's what they do. Within this community, my client felt very warm and safe, a very loving community. She said, although sometimes there were fights, they would wrestle around or yell at one another sometimes, and in the end, they would wind up laughing about it. Also, in the end, what would wind up through this situation, they would wind up respecting each other more. What they would do at the end of the day, they would sit around the fire and they would talk. They would tell stories. Look up at the night sky, which was so full of bright stars, and talk about the myths of creation, of how they came to be, of different challenges, of different lessons that they've learned, of different animals they've hunted. Some of these stories I asked about, and this is what I want to share with you today. The myths of how they got here. And this story is being told from the perspective of a young boy within this tribe. So my client was a female, but she saw herself as a young boy. So the story starts off pretty early in the beginning of this session, where this young boy was describing to me his perspectives on the myths. He said, "One great entity that breathed life into all these little pieces that could see each other and respond to each other, but didn't know that they were the same. And the one to breathe life can always see it all, but can't tell the little pieces what they really are. And they have to come together, and they have to form a new picture, kind of like a puzzle that was broken up, but the pieces have to move themselves. And that they're always safe, they're always taken care of, but sometimes they get lost and confused, and they hurt each other or themselves." I asked, "How does that happen, that they get lost or confused?" "Because of the wind, that when he breathed life, he scattered them all over to where they were forced to come back together and find each other. And sometimes they get mad about that and angry about that. But it was the only way they could learn more about themselves and be more than what they were to start with." "So they got scattered by the wind? They had to do that so they could learn?" I asked. "Yeah, because they wanted to be more. And they wanted to learn fullness and learn about themselves, but they had to learn about each other to do that. And then the mysteries of the sky and the earth and everything are stuff that helps bring them together, because they have to work together against the huge night sky when it falls and all of the darkness. They have to work together against nature and the wild animals and all the things that happen around them. They have to come together and figure out how to protect each other, and that helps them bring the puzzle back together. So by being together, working together, and protecting each other, the puzzle pieces come back together. They make each other more full in doing so, both in the path of getting back to each other, and then twofold or tenfold when they reunite. Tell me about the nature of how you all live, see the land, see each other, and see other beings. How do you perceive that?" I asked her. "It's very respectful, and we know that we have something to learn in everybody, whether it's something about them that makes us frustrated or mad or angry, or if it's just something that makes us feel good and light. And we listen, and we're really present with each other, and we don't talk over each other. There's just a sort of underlying knowledge or understanding of how to treat each other. If someone goes out of line, it's sort of like there's a reprimanding, but not a shaming. It's more explain and reminded that we all have to act as one in order to be strong against the elements and nature and all the things that are out there. And that if we turn on each other, then we're weak. And just sort of a respectful but stern reminder of how we have to work together. And it's a balance of that sternness, but a lot of love. Because we know if we ostracize the person, it just makes it worse. It makes them like a virus, then, instead of helping the person come back to us. And there's lots of celebrations together. And if one person celebrates, everyone celebrates." At this point, my client was getting very emotional because she could feel all of these feelings. These feelings were so incredibly intense for her, feeling the oneness of this community, the intense love, the respect for one another. She was overcome with so much emotion that she had a hard time speaking through a lot of the tears. I asked her to tell me more. "It feels really good. And anybody that does anything, overcomes something or hits a milestone, it's like it's all happening for all of us. And it just feels so good. But it's also just as painful if somebody's ill or sick or dying. We all mourn. We feel it as one. And there's a lot of loss, but it also makes the celebrations that much sweeter because we all get to be a part of it. And there's not really jealousy, but it does happen sometimes, especially with the youth. They tend to want something more, and there's elders that will take the youth, and they have their ways to sort of guide them and teach them how that separates us and how that has to do with ego and how we're not really separate at all. And they're able to sit with them and show them, whether it's taking them out into the woods, maybe even sending them alone to show them that it's much harder to be alone and survive alone than it is to be a part of the unit. And to cooperate and understand that even if you don't have a skill that the other does, that's why. It's because you're lacking that skill, but they're lacking a skill that you have. And that's why it's important to work together, because then you can be stronger by combining what you know and what you don't know together. And I ask, so the elders teach the young ones the ways? Yeah, help them get their wildness, not really tamed, but to where they can control it. Teach them how to control their emotions or their anger or whatever they're feeling. Not to suppress it, but to be able to experience it and learn from it and then move forward. Not to fester on it or brew on it and make it worse for themselves. They help to teach them that it's their own poison when they do that. I asked her to tell me more about that. Sometimes there's people that we can't really help and just get lost in it, and it's a loss for the whole community. But they will just feel like they're deserving of something, and something is owed to them, and we can't really find out how to explain to them, or we can't get through to them that what comes to one of us comes to all of us, as long as we remain open and connected to each other. And the only reason that that person isn't receiving is because they are shutting themselves off. And if only they'd been open and be willing to see and not focus on whatever they feel they are lacking, then they would just realize that they share it just as much. It's just that sometimes they aren't the ones to express it. Like, you can still enjoy a talent without being the one who has the talent, but you can still embrace it or add to it in other ways that the person with the talent might not see. Or maybe you can be the one to help them share their talent if they're too shy to share it. There's all these other ways to be a part of it that we don't always have to be the person born with whatever it is. Or if it's like a lover's quarrel and somebody wants someone all to themselves, they teach them how to know that the difference is that if you really love them, then you don't want to keep them and you don't want to possess them, that you have to let them do what they have to do. And as soon as you do that, they tend to come back around to you in one way or another. And then that way, you have them regardless. But the more you want them all to yourself, the more you cut them off from you. And the same goes for talents or capabilities or skills or knowledge even. What I love so much about the Native American past lives and the stories that they tell, the stories are so easy and simple to understand. This is a lifetime that was experienced probably 200-300 years ago. I don't usually ask for dates very often, and I didn't in this one. There was just way too many other questions to ask that were more important. But these simple concepts all still exist today. The reality is still the same, that if we are today jealous of one another, is that really the way to go? Or is that just creating resistance for us? Is that just our ego talking? What if we could see that as the mirror within us? Maybe that jealousy is really just us being mad at ourselves because maybe we have that capability that we are not allowing to be expressed within ourselves. Or maybe we can see the oneness in all in this way. Maybe we can say, wow, look how talented you are. Hey, look how talented I am. Look, that's so amazing what I can do. You know, this is reminding me of a fun little exercise I was doing with a friend one day. I had looked at myself in the mirror and I wasn't too stoked about the way my backside looked, getting a little older. And I was like, huh, I see that in my mind a whole lot different. And we were walking along a walkway and this girl walked by with the backside that looks like how I see mine in my head, which isn't the reality. That's okay. Because in my mind, I thought to myself and then said to my friend, look at my butt. Isn't it so cute? I have the cutest little butt, don't I? She is me. I am her. And so if I can look at that gorgeous little backside and say, yep, that's me too, even though, you know, doesn't quite look like that in reality, that's all right. I can experience it through her. I'm not 25 anymore, and I'm not ever going to be 25 anymore, but I can certainly enjoy watching someone else enjoy being 25. How fun is it to watch somebody have fun or to enjoy their life? I, for one, love to see people laugh and love to see people have fun. That's fun for me. And maybe that can be fun for you. When we see each other in oneness and unity and know that that fun is ours too, that because that other is experiencing that, that we are also able to experience that too in one way or another, or even to share it with them, to share their joy. Like this client was saying, that anything that happened to anyone in the community, they all shared it. They all felt the joy or the sadness or the loneliness or the grief. Whatever it was, they experienced it together. And because they experienced together, they were stronger for it. This is the remembrance we all need to bring back, that we are all bringing back. Even if it's little by little, we are bringing it back. Each and every day with this constant practice, this constant focus, this constant reminder that all we are is unity. Like this client said, the Creator breathed out all these little pieces and scattered them in the wind. What a beautiful way to say it. I love you all so much. I'm going to leave you with a song for today. This is Lawrence Laughing. I wish you peace. Until next time, I love you all.
Also, before we cue up today's song, as a quick reminder, don't forget to download the Golden Key audio or ebook as my free gift to you at goldenkey.gift using the Golden Key code POSITIVEHEAD. And please, if you enjoy my gift, leave a positive review on Amazon so others can unlock their lives with the help of the Golden Key as well.
Say go home, go again. Skana go aga yo ine gai na we ahe se go skana go aga skana go aga yo ine gai na we ahe anyway anayo anyway skana go aga Skana go aga yo ine gai na we ahe se go skana go aga skana go aga yo ine gai na we ahe se go skana go aga skana go aga yo ine gai na we ahe a hani we anayo hani we a skana go aga skana go aga yo ine gai na we ahe se go skana go aga skana go aga yo ine gai na we ahe se go skana go aga skana go aga yo ine gai na we ahe a hani we anayo hani we a skana go aga skana go aga yo ine gai na we ahe se go skana go aga skana go aga yo ine gai na we ahe a hani we anayo hani we a skana go aga skana go aga yo ine gai na we ahe a. Say goodbye. Skanagua ga, we are in a gay now we are.